Knowing that a number of you are somewhat partial to the odd glass of well-matured grape juice, I suspect that a few of you have visited the Coonawarra district in South Australia. Who's been to the Coonawarra? A few. If you have, you may have been as amazed as I was the first time. I'd been to numerous wine-growing areas before, but I had never seen anything like the Coonawarra. You know, if you go out to the Yarra Valley, there's quite a lot of vineyards. You pass one and, you know, half a kilometre down the road, there's another one. And some, in a few spots, there's two or three right next to each other. But in the Coonawarra, it is literally wall-to-wall vineyards for about 10 kilometres down the main highway. Apparently, this is because there is something about the quality of the soil in a fairly small, defined area which makes it perfect for the growing of red grape varieties. And it's so exceptional that every bit of this small area is covered in vineyards. The only indication that one vineyard is finished and the next one has started is a small dividing fence and the sign out the front changes name. When I was last there, it was summer and the vineyards were lush and green as far as the eye could see. For those of you who are not familiar with the appearance of a grapevine, they don't look exactly like those girls with grapevines on their heads over there, but in the average vineyard, a grapevine has a rather deliberately sculptured design, because if they're allowed to just grow wild and find their own shape, the fruit becomes quite difficult for the pickers to actually reach and get. And anyway, there's not as much of it. Careful pruning in winter not only gives the vines a more accessible shape, but it actually ensures that they have a lot more fruit. More of that later. The first thing that you notice about this sculptured shape of the grapevines is that there is a distinct trunk to each of the vines, and then a thick, tangled mass of branches at about shoulder height. And the branches are so profuse and tangled and heavily leaf-clad that without careful examination, it's pretty difficult to tell one branch from another. And it's almost impossible to see where one ends and the next one begins. "I am the vine and you are the branches," says Jesus. Well, if you stand on the roadside looking over the fence in the Coonawarra, contemplating the meaning of that statement, the first thing you will realise that this is not a promise that you are ever going to stand out from the pack in some special way or receive any great fame or recognition for yourself. There are other illustrations in Scripture that allow greater differentiation between the members of the church, like Paul's body illustration, where the eye and the foot, although they can't disown one another, do have recognisably different contributions to make to the body. But the illustration that Jesus uses here indicates a radically non-hierarchical view of the church. I am the vine, you are the branches. A rather tangled, indistinguishable mass with one purpose and one purpose only, to produce fruit. "My Father is the vine grower," Jesus says. Now, if you speak to any vine grower, you will find that they do not have a favourite branch in the vineyard. There are only two types of branches, ones that produce fruit and ones that don't. And the ones that don't get pruned off so that then there are only one type of branch in the vineyard. Of the good ones, no branch stands out as any more important than any other. They're just all in together, tangled up and producing fruit. As an illustration of the church, this could not be more different from the ways that we're accustomed to thinking. We'd probably be more familiar with something like, I am the building and you are the staircase, so that we could set about determining whereabouts in the staircase each of us fitted. Are you a top step or a bottom step or a corner step or somewhere in between? Or even, "I am the red gum and you are the branches" would be more comfortable to us, because then there's big branches and little branches and they stand out enough so that you don't just become part of an indistinguishable mass. I am the vine, and you are the branches, and my Father is the vine grower. If that's really the way that God evaluates the church, it doesn't allow us any basis on which to measure ourselves off against one another. It's not a question of who is more useful or who is more important or a more significant witness. There's no basis for division or pride. There's, you know, it's not the musical or the unmusical, the big givers or the just scrape buys, the educated, the ignorant, the well-spoken, the inarticulate, the qualified professionals and the welfare dependent, the marrieds with families versus the singles. None of those sort of distinctions. Not even the faith-filled and the doubters or the polite and the profane. Just you're abiding in Jesus the vine or you're not. If you are, you will be fruitful. If you're not, then you'll be like the branch that has been detached from the vine, rootless and rapidly drying out. It's a remarkably simple picture, really. Nothing hard to get your mind around. But living it takes rather more effort. And part of the difficulty with living it is how easy it is to get it back to front so that we start putting the effort in exactly the wrong place. If you're anything like me, and not that I'd wish that on you, you probably hear something like this and start thinking, gee, how fruitful am I being? I'd better work harder at being fruitful. Am I right? That's the easy reaction. And so then we start trying to work out what fruitfulness is, and the interpretation of it varies a bit depending on what sort of church you've been hanging around with, but generally it starts with something like Paul's list of the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control was his big list there. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that list. It's a very fine list to aspire to and to want to shape your life around. And I would not want to condemn anyone putting the work in to developing those things in their lives. As I said, the emphasis may vary a bit from church to church. Some will put more emphasis on joy, while others will give much more detailed descriptions to how love and kindness will work themselves out in the global economic system or something like that. And none of these are necessarily wrong. All of them have important insights into the nature of Christian living. But whichever version appeals to you most, working hard at being fruitful is not, in my opinion, the appropriate response to these words of Jesus. Why not? Have I not been saying that God, the vine grower's evaluation of us is on the basis of our fruitfulness? Yes, that is what I've been saying. But striving harder and harder is not what Jesus is seeking. You see, what Jesus says, just after saying that God is the vine grower and wants us to bear more fruit, he doesn't say, therefore, try harder to bear more fruit. He says, abide in me. Abide in me. It's about relationship first, not results. Abide in me, because just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Fruitfulness is a natural consequence of developing the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. Jesus says, those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. He does not say, those who work their guts out at being fruitful, at being loving, just, peaceful, self-controlled, patient, etc., will by doing so find themselves related to me. It is exactly the other way around. Strengthen your connection to Jesus. Get yourself grafted firmly onto the vine. Draw deeply on the sap of God's Spirit and you will be fruitful. In a sense, it's saying you're not even responsible for the fruit. You're responsible for abiding in the vine and the fruit will happen. If, on the other hand, you are not connected to Jesus the vine, you can try as hard as you like to be fruitful and it won't get you very far. If you are a branch that is not connected to the vine and you put all your effort into producing fruit or even just producing a new bud, what happens? You just dry out even faster and wither even quicker. And you can probably think of people like that. Or of times when you've been like that yourself. You grit your teeth and by sheer dint of effort you manage to produce loving and gentle behaviour at a time when everything inside you is screaming to break somebody's teeth. And in the end, how do you feel? Stuffed. Completely drained. And you don't actually feel a whole lot more loving at the end of it. You just feel exhausted. If it's all about effort, all it will do is drain you. On the other hand, putting in some effort at behaving in a loving way while drawing on the vine is a completely different thing. But there are a lot of people who live their life in that back-to-front way with no real connection to Jesus. They set about becoming the most Christ-like people they can be. Polite and generous and gentle and cheerful and reliable and forgiving, and some of them are remarkable. But if there's no connection with the vine, no ability to go drawing on the life-giving sap of the Spirit, then sooner or later it dries up. And sooner or later everyone knows their energy is gone. They have become so dry and lifeless that the once green pliant branch snaps at the first pressure. It's a sad but unfortunately common story. You were created by God to be a fruitful branch firmly connected to Jesus the vine. And you will bring joy to the heart of God by being a fruitful branch firmly connected to Jesus the vine. And you'll become a fruitful branch only by being connected to Jesus the vine. I know this surprises us because we live in a culture that tells us constantly that if we want to be worthwhile, productive people, we must strive for independence and stand on our own feet. And that the image of the rugged individualist is held up and revered. But what Jesus is saying here is that our fruitfulness is not based on our independence, but on our interdependence. We are dependent on Jesus the vine for a healthy root system that will ensure our continuing fruitfulness. There is no other way. I'm not actually saying that you have to understand your relationship with Jesus or even that you have to recognise that that's what it is. I reckon some people probably do this without even being able to name it, although I think it probably helps to have some understanding. But I am saying that it is by your relationship to Jesus that you have the capacity for fruitfulness. And by the development of that relationship, your fruitfulness will grow. That relationship is developed primarily in prayer, which, contrary to the popular belief, is not something that just comes naturally. If you don't know how to pray, join the club. There are no prayer experts here. We're all learners at best. But if you want to develop that relationship and you want to learn to pray, there is help available. There are people here who are learning. There are people here who pray regularly. We gather weekly and pray together, and praying together is certainly an important part of how we learn. There's the book of Psalms in the Bible, which for 3 millennia has been the primary school of prayer for God's people. And there are other teaching aids around. You only have to ask. God, the vine grower, will do his part. You can be sure of that. And sometimes when God, the vine grower, does his part, we're not going to like it. Sometimes, as the passage makes clear, even the fruitful branches need some pruning, and going under the knife is never going to be a pleasant experience, even when you know it's for your own good. And be aware of that when you feel like you're ready to be pruned right off the vine. The pruning is pruning you as the branch, that you can be more fruitful. If you're for real about developing your relationship with Jesus and becoming all that God would have you be, then God will treat you in whatever way is necessary to bring out the fullness of your potential as a fruitful branch, deeply rooted in Jesus the vine and bearing fruit to the glory of God. Amen.